Now is the chance to use reliable energy to grow your money with the Dominion Energy Reliability Investment. Our new investment product offers competitive returns, no maintenance fees, and flexible online access to your money. Make the reliable investment in reliable energy. The Dominion Energy Reliability Investment. To find out more, go online to reliabilityinvestment.com. That's reliabilityinvestment.com.
Today's podcast is brought to you by Audible. Get a free audiobook download and 30-day free trial at audibletrial.com/deadworkersparty. Over 150,000 titles to choose from for your iPhone, Android, Kindle, or MP3 player. Also, this podcast is made possible by MC Pro Hosting, the leader in Minecraft server hosting. Get your server today at mcprohosting.com.
Can't sleep, gotta build. There's a ground that needs to be drilled, and all I wanna do is dig.
From the Dead Workers Party, a podcast about all things Minecraft. Enjoy your stay in the shaft.
Oh my goodness, it's The Shaft, episode 178, recorded on April 10th, 2014.
I'm Brent Copeland.
I'm Afro Monkey.
And I'm Eric Fullerton.
And I am the Maz.
The Maz. Maz.
The one Maz. I'm not the only one, but I'm one of them.
And we got a super special guest today. He was in running to be the next host of Late Night against Colbert, but then they heard he was going to be on the Shaft, so they said no, that won't be good. But the one, the only, the knighted, Sir Fedora.
Yeah.
Welcome.
Welcome to the show.
The awesome.
Pretty good.
Awesome.
The best day of your life, I imagine.
Actually, it sadly is one of the best days of my life because I've been watching the show for forever and I love it and it's super cool and yeah, it's awesome.
But you've sadly, been, the best day.
But you've been having a lot of best days lately. Like,
yeah.
How's that going with the channel? How's that like? Just all suddenly your channel just blowing up.
It actually hasn't. Even it's been so weird that I haven't even had a response. Everybody asked for my response, and I'm like, I don't have one. It's just so mind blowing. I don't have one.
So you want to tell us how you got started? Your origin story?
It's about 2 minutes long. Yeah, let's kick into this. I started my YouTube channel on something date stuff, and then I made the first video asking for a like. The next video, I had a like, and I'm like, whoa, I got a like, and then I'm like, yeah, I got my first like, and then that video at night in the mysterious night time place, I don't know, that thing was number one on Reddit the next morning, and I probably wouldn't have found out unless I checked Twitter that morning to find that I had like 80 followers to when I had woken up or went to bed with like 13. And I can actually, I think my first follower was the MCPE gaming crew, and I don't know. I'll do something, and I hear a phone in the background. Maybe I'll post it on Twitter afterwards.
Nice.
Now is not the time for Twitter. Now is the time to talk.
Yeah.
Your channel has over 80,000 subscribers, and you're even on Twitter, you're over 40,000 followers.
Wow!
I mean, it really did some great things. So, what kind of stuff are you doing on your channel now?
I've been doing the funny Fedora news broadcast with your host Tom Sawyer. I've been doing random skit videos. I've been doing just regular lazy like type vlogs, and that has been about it. And I love doing it, and I hope you all out there in the chat room love watching it because it's a lot of fun to make. Even though people are always yelling at me at Twitter that I put no effort, it's a lot of fun to make them, even if I don't put a speck of effort into them. Hey, I had to put in a clip. I had to put in the clip when I turned. There's someone talking or someone on the phone in the background.
Oh, it's okay.
That's the biggest the thing that whenever we get asked like how to do stuff, just enjoying what you're doing is what people will appreciate most. No matter what kind of effort you put into your videos and stuff, if people can see that you're enjoying doing it, which you clearly do, they're going to like watching it.
Mm-hmm.
So there you go, just some facts there, just some fun facts.
And I know you've been a fan of the Shaft for a long time. You've been watching for a long time. We're talking.
Yeah, I've
for
been
the
watching since Martin's first appearance.
Martin in the Lewin, he got in touch with us kind of the same way, just tweeting and got all the saplings
that was
tweeting.
Naz.
And that was awesome. So you're a big Minecraft fan, still playing Minecraft?
I'm still playing Minecraft, and surprisingly, I barely mod my client, so fun fact for you, I guess.
Vanilla stuff. You like the vanilla?
Yeah. Me too.
I haven't been playing PC, and it's going to make our journeys a very bad one. I've literally just been building random crap on a world on my Minecraft Pocket Edition world, and I got a server by @Papachi, and he's the coolest because he gave me a server and he helped me out when I got hacked because I recently got hacked. If you're watching, go away forever.
Forever.
Forever. Was this the heart bleed? Some heart bleed?
No, yeah, it really is. It really sucks.
So are you thinking of doing any Minecraft videos for your channel?
Nope.
No, not at all.
He's made up his mind.
Podcast, but yeah, I really don't. I mean, I might see in the future, but, you know, all my fans are most not gamers, and I don't want to give them gamer content when they're not gamers. I have very few gamers telling me on Twitter. That's why I recently did this stupid screen record thing, and I mean, I like to do a few videos, and I've done a few live streams, so maybe on Twitter real quick I can do a thing to my live stream.
Well, that's really, I mean, that's good thinking. I mean, a lot of people don't realize that, like, when you're doing a channel, if your viewers aren't there to see one thing and you start doing that, you know, that one thing and they don't want to see that, then they'll probably go bye-bye, right? So
that's
a good thing. I mean, But if they like to see you, maybe they like to see you in a game or something, too. So,
yeah, I know. That's why I've been
not to ruin your
very
channel.
You know, low gaming content for all the gaming viewers and very high vlog skit. And I don't know. I got this in the pipes. I don't know when it's going to come out, but I'm thinking of doing a Minecraft IRL because I do have the tools to do it, so maybe I can have that. And I got a pixelated Minecraft gun for Christmas, so yeah.
Ooh,
yeah.
Nice. Sounds good.
Kind of worried me for a second because I was like, I got something in the pipe too, and I'm not sure when it's coming out, but I wasn't going to tell everybody.
Oh.
But now I did. Oh, so man. Too late, I guess. Maybe we should just go ahead and.
God, I hope you're talking about
is Minecraft IRL just like home renovating? Is that what you're going to be showing as Brent?
No, you're building a deck, aren't you, Brent?
Yes.
I have a question. So your rise to fame was pretty fast, and I was kind of wondering, what do your parents think about all this?
My dad's been monitoring me, monitoring me 24/7. My mom has been staying as far away as it from possible and just keeping my hopes up that everything's going to be awesome and that I'll keep getting good people talking to me and stuff. So, yeah, it's been about it. But, yeah, it's been – and then my sister's just really, really jealous.
Because she's been trying to start a YouTube channel for 30 years.
Yep, she's been trying to stop – have pawn off the recording on somebody else and getting the video with me, and I'm like, no.
That's funny. My son is, I think, a year older than you. He's 12. Yeah, because he's about to be a dirty
teenager. Sir Fedora's age released.
Oh, are we not supposed to mention your age?
No, I said it at least 30 times. I don't know why people
thought. that's always kind of, I'm glad you brought that question up because, like, as a parent, you're like, wow, like, if my son had 80,000 subs, I'd be like, dude, can I get on your channel?
Yeah. Like, you totally need
you
to want
to do some collabs, man?
Let's do a collab, yeah.
Start networking with your son to get some more views.
Yeah, it'd be like, Dad, remember when you said you had to go down to the studio and couldn't play Minecraft with me? Well, you still can't. No, please, let me.
Awesome.
Speaking of stuff that's going on this week,
Mm-hmm. Yeah, speaking of that.
Our journeys. So just to go straight into this, because I was playing some Minecraft with my son this weekend. I came home Friday and was like, okay, Saturday, it's your day. We're going to do whatever you want. You tell me. And he said, okay, we're playing Feed the Beast. So downloaded the pack that he wanted me to download. I was like, you're telling me everything to do. I'm not, you know, you're leading the way. So he started a server on his computer, and it's a weird pack. Like, when you kill monsters, from then on, you can turn into that monster and walk around, or like a squid, or like a chicken. So like, if you're a chicken, you can mine a one hole. So now mining, instead of having to like mine two things, you just mine one and go boop boop boop.
So you kill them and then become them.
Yeah.
Like, oh.
So creepy. Like, if you become a squid, now you can swim faster.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
And so it's weird. So we haven't gotten too far because we just started on an island, and I've killed a few things, and we've started our mine. And
what if you kill the Ender Dragon?
I don't know. I think so, because I haven't tried it yet, but we've killed some like bats and birds, and apparently after you go to the Nether and then come back, you can actually fly.
Oh, okay.
So weird. I'm waiting to see what this is going to be like.
Are you sure this was a mod and that you didn't eat some bad shellfish or
could
something?
Could be a little of both.
I'll be right back. I'm just going to go download this mod.
But yeah, it's a Feed the Beast. Oh man, I should have, like, I'll have to ask Jacob what Feed the Beast it was, what pack it was.
Oh, yeah.
So I think it was the Direwolf 20 pack. He likes Direwolf, so I think that was in Direwolf's newest one. Anyway,
are you in the chat room?
No.
He is sometimes, but he's at PAX probably right now. Yeah. So he's busy.
Yeah.
So that was So there's been a lot of people at PAX, which probably would have been the chat room, of course.
Well, they're going to stop everything they're doing at PAX to come watch the show.
I think we're actually playing on a big screen at PAX somewhere.
Yeah.
Maybe above the Feed the Beast area.
Maybe in the janitor's closet.
Like a room full of people right now are going, who's that guy with the fro? Mm-hmm. Like, who is he?
The guy with the mystical fedora and the stupid earbuds in his ear.
We can't even see the earbuds, so don't worry about it. You're all good.
Can you see mine?
Oh, there you go.
I hope you can't see my headset. It's
nope.
It's a bit discreet. Just trying to.
What am I looking down at?
What?
This is so weird.
You're looking down at your
my
phone.
My camera's frozen.
Oh, I see. You fell asleep or something.
Like, what am I looking at?
Have a good snooze.
What are you looking at?
I don't know.
What a weirdo.
Oh, I'm asleep. That's what it is.
That's right.
Wake up, Afro.
Wake up.
It didn't work.
Oh, well.
Everybody's wiggling.
So, anyway, besides that and doing some video stuff, what about you, Eric? What you been doing?
Well, let's see. We did Deadly Orbit, some Goat Simulator, and that has nothing to do with Minecraft, but...
Can't wait to watch that.
But
I already got it queued up.
Yeah, goats.
Goats.
Rad. Goats.
I'm actually waiting on the old bear simulator. I'm more excited about that, to be honest.
It's on Windows, so and I'm here sitting on a Mac, not being able to mod my client with the cool mod. So no.
I play a squid simulator in a second.
I would probably play a fedora simulator.
Yeah,
just a hat.
I can see it now. Somebody in the Steam community, I'll literally buy a Windows PC to buy Goat Simulator to play some form of mod with a fedora in it. Get on it.
Yeah. Make it happen, Captain.
It's good to hear that there's a fellow Mac user here. We're few and far between.
Sorry. I've got to use one at work, but that's it.
Mac, no.
He hates every moment of it.
Yeah.
To me?
Yeah.
I don't mind anymore. No, go on.
The only reason why I don't like a Mac is because I can't play Goat Simulator on it.
Yep. That's the same problem I'm having. It's just like, why do I get up in the morning if I can't play Goat Simulator on a Mac?
Like, why would you want to?
Yeah.
Really? So
well,
hard.
Maybe you should just learn how to program, and then you could program your own Goat Simulator on a Mac.
That's what I've been doing wrong this whole time.
Goat Simulator over to the Mac.
And actually, that leads us into our sponsor, who's You can actually learn stuff like this if you go to computercamps.com.
Oh, yeah, I heard about this.
Imagination Computer Camps. And they actually do a Minecraft Extreme Camp now where you can go and learn how to program Java. It's for teenagers who want to create original mods for Minecraft. And they're offering the Extreme Camp at Bentley University near Mauston. It's a two-week sleepover camp, and it will bring you together with a bunch of other Minecraft enthusiasts from all over America and even foreign countries. So if you want to find out more about it, you can just go to computercamps.com.
Is that something you'd go to, Sir Fedora?
Yeah, it'd be really cool if only I was a teenager.
Yeah, right.
Well, they'll still be doing it in a couple of years, right? So, yeah. And they do have other offerings. You can actually, they have a section about like that says, "Hey, I'm not old enough yet." So go take a look and see what that is. There may be actually something you can do online. Or
wait, what's the website again?
It is computercamps.com. So you can find that online.
I hope a ton of my people are watching because I told them to come. You know what? I'll ask the chat room. Chat room, are there people here that know who I am? Why not?
Why not?
You guys also did a panel, didn't you guys, recently on your channel, Brent?
Oh, God.
Yes. Sorry, I'm video. There's tech stuff going on in the background right now with Afro sleeping over there, and he won't help out. So trying to get a camera on him. But yes, we just put up a panel that was at the GVE, the Game Vid Expo, where it was all about Dead Workers Party.
Yeah.
So you can see me and Afro and Kevin talk about Dead Workers stuff.
Well, I didn't really talk. I mumbled a lot.
I see that. I can see that. I can see that, Eric. I see that. I can see that.
And Eric was too lazy to join in.
I was in the audience. I was watching. I was on the edge of my seat.
He sat there texting the entire time.
Says sleeping Afro over there, you know.
Well, yeah. I sleep in my sleep.
Oh, man, what a weirdo.
I talk in my sleep.
You sleep with your talk with your eyes closed or something?
Sometimes, yeah.
Without moving a single muscle.
So what have you been up to lately in Minecraft, Fedora? You been doing anything awesome lately?
Oh, I've been playing. On servers, and I've been playing Minecraft GTA, which is
okay.
See, I've been seeing that everywhere. Sundy, Bebop.
Yeah, we haven't done that yet.
Go do it. So I'll watch something and like it, and then be laughing about it. And then I've just been playing that, and I've just literally been messing with screen recorders. I've been messing with screen recorders, live streaming, and just been trying to do some form of redstone thing that works.
So what'd you make with redstone?
Nothing hand. No, we know.
Do you like redstone? Do you like working with it, playing with it?
I really like redstone, and I don't know the command for command box.
That's a pity. I don't either. Google's fun.
Yeah, I haven't really done anything with command blocks, and I think I think it's just best that I don't, because whatever I do will be horrible.
Yeah,
like someone hits a switch and they just, the world just disappears and they wonder what they did.
Oh,
Afro writes the first virus in Minecraft.
Yeah,
and takes the whole thing down.
I deleted my redstone world. When did I do that? Oh. I'm slightly bummed. No, I remember what I did so long ago. Probably in about update 1.5. No, I made a world and I just MC-edited the crap out of it. So just make a giant dome. And I just decided to then just make a giant stone brick cube above it. So I just made myself a little lab. And I've just been calling it Jack Labs ever since. Like, if I could somehow, like, screen share or something, it'd look like absolute bullcrap. It's literally just a giant cube with, like, the lava cut off and everything. I didn't even repair holes. I've just been slowly building. So, yeah, nothing fun.
Nothing fun. I have just not on Minecraft very quickly. I've just been playing some Hearthstone with Hodge Josh MC.
Oh, yeah.
Which has been good fun.
Are you liking it?
You know what? It's simple enough for me to enjoy. I played some games against, like, you know, the random matches and just got my end handed to me, which wasn't the most fun. But playing against Hodge, who's sort of on the same skill level as me and has the same amount of sort of cards, starter cards as I do, it was actually really fun. So I think that's kind of the secret for me, is just to play with people you know and just have fun with it and chat about whatever, not take the game too seriously. I think it's simple enough for that, because you were saying, Eric, that it's taken out all of the kind of
all the fun
complexity of some other games.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So we should do because I have Hearthstone too. Well, I guess everybody has Hearthstone. It's freaking free, right?
I need to just go ahead and download it and see free. What it's all about.
Yeah,
it's free. It's free. Steam. Absolutely free.
Steam, right? Steam.
No, Blizzard. Do the Battle.net.
Oh God, what's not on Steam? Now it's everything's uploading.
sorry.
and then yeah, we should totally hit that up, because it's actually really good time.
Well, I was gonna say, and let's do this. Let's do a double stream, like have two people on a team.
Yes.
And then, like, so you would stream it out, and they would have to see your cards from like your stream or something.
That's weird.
And then y'all talk about what to do,
like strategy,
and then you fight, you punch each other.
Yes.
See where I'm like going with this? I don't know what's going on.
Yeah.
My head's hurting.
I'm just going to...
It would be cool if you could have a 2v2, 2v2 Hearthstone, like just multiplayer 2v2. Like, they should implement that. That would be fun.
Yeah.
You could... Mm-hmm. Anyway, aside from that, back on Minecraft, I've just been playing some more with Spuddish Gamer, my mate Spud here in Straya. And we're in the Nether, and I got bored very quickly in there, so I attacked some pigmen to make it interesting.
Where'd you learn that trick?
And, it made it interesting, so that'll be going up today as well. So, good times!
Maz, I got a question, and that is, yes. Is Hearthstone for Mac?
It is!
Oh, it is.
Hence where's how I've play? Been playing it.
Where do I click? Where do I? Oh, there it is. It's I have a really. Yes, I'm gonna get to play with the cool people.
And only if you shout us out.
I've been playing. We're cool. I played a little Minecraft.
Oh, yeah. We should probably talk about Minecraft.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
What are you doing?
You and me logged on to the Shaft Lines, and you were off doing something, and I decided I need more glowstone, so I went to the Nether, and I saw some glowstone above this huge lava lake. I'm like, I can get up there.
Uh-oh.
So I built myself a little bridge out to it, and I'm mining a glowstone, and a gas spawns right next to me and blows me into the lava lake. I lost my diamond armor and my sword.
This is on the Shaft Lands?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, at least it's good there. We can probably cheat and get some more stuff.
Did you rage quit, or did you go back?
I totally rage quit, but also I had to go to work, and Britton had to take me, so.
Oh, okay.
I just need to know one thing is...
this is about Hearthstone.
I know. No. Is the Shaft Land still, is it open to the public, or did it close?
It's open to the public, but you open in that you still have to register on our website at deadworkers.com.
Mm-hmm.
You just register there, and then there you go to the Shaft Lands page, and you just click a little survey that basically says, hey, are you not going to screw stuff up?
Yeah.
And then one of the mods will approve it in like 15, 30 minutes, unless it's late at night, and then it may be the next day.
Oh.
It's funny, they didn't make us fill out that survey, and we're the most likely people to screw stuff up.
Yeah.
It's true.
Well, we don't have commands, you realize.
Well, yeah.
Like, they didn't. Yeah. Well, that they realized that was too much.
You know, in some cases, that won't stop us, though.
Okay, so I have griefed a couple people by accident. Like, that's right. I wonder, Kevin's probably not watching, is he?
Probably not.
So, on the Shaftlands, I went into Kevin's house and I filled it up with glass panes. So, like, hopefully he'll walk in and be like, what? what's going on?
Nice.
And then he's got to like break all of them.
That's pretty awesome.
That is pretty funny.
So sweet. That was a lot of fun.
That griefer. Nice.
Yes, yes, I griefed it.
I need to get back. I was just thinking today about how lonely my little plot of land is, my little house.
That, yeah. that you dug a hole in and then wandered off?
Yeah, yeah, exactly. That one, yep. Thanks.
So we also have, you know, winners to a few contests that if you haven't gotten your stuff yet, email me directly, brent@deadworkers.com. So we can make sure you get your stuff. I know there's one person that already emailed, and we will get your book out to you and all the other contest. Maz, you're going to have to pick another art for next week, I think. And we'll do that next week, though.
Cool.
So
exciting.
That'll be prepared. And if anybody wants to get some art in before then, that's shart.deadworkers.com.
Yeah, and two people. There's a winner of a pig plushie and a winner of the creeper, the wind up creeper thing from the Two Player Productions exclusive. That I still don't know where to send those. So if you won those, hit up Brent. We'll just send it all to the same place, and Brent will let me know.
And we'll figure it out.
We'll figure it out.
Hit him up.
And we'll figure out some better way to do contests.
Yes.
In the future.
Yeah.
I guess.
Absolutely.
Or we'll talk about it.
Yeah.
Competitions at Shaft.
Oh, no. Don't give out any more URLs.
They're all
We have way too many of those right now.
That's no joke.
Yeah.
Speaking of no jokes.
No jokes here.
From the Minecraft Daily, news and updates.
There you go.
To kill, right?
It's a little variation there. I've been working on that.
Nice. I was thinking of something to do, and I just kind of I phoned it in. I phoned it absolutely in. Yeah. But you know who isn't phoning it in?
Who?
BlueThrust.com. That's our other sponsor for today.
Aren't those the guys that give you like these guild hosting? And a CMS for like gaming sites and things like that.
That is true. And you can read all about it at BlueThrust.com. You go to BlueThrust.com/features to actually see all their features. And they have tons of them. A super easy admin panel that you can admin all your site's stuff, all the skins. There's a bunch of themes you can look at. And right now they're... Their starting site is only $5.95 a month, so you can get it and try it out, and get 10% off whatever hosting plan you do choose by using the code THESHAFT. So go check them out at BlueThrust.
10% off.
So go check them out at BlueThrust.com, and we appreciate it, and we appreciate them sponsoring the show, honestly, because, you know, that's...
It's so easy to make such a pro-looking website with them.
Mm-hmm.
So good.
Was there a Cylon on the Skype call earlier?
I think it was an Australian Cylon.
Yeah. Okay.
10% off.
Yes, 10% off.
We all need our like editing buttons to like...
Yeah.
So interesting stuff this week. The Minecraft title update 15... was released on the Xbox 360. Surfador, I heard you talking about you played it on the like iPad or iPhone. Minecraft.
Oh, sorry. I keep thinking we're on a different podcast.
I don't know, weird, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I've been playing Minecraft like a long time because I've been away and away from my PC, so it's my only source.
But do you ever play it on like a console?
Nope, because I don't have a console.
Handheld?
I'm one of those. Yes.
Yeah. Oh, it's, okay, so I did hear you talking about that. You're playing it on what? iPhone? iPad?
Yeah.
How is that? How do you like that?
It's stupid. I'm waiting for the next update.
Okay. Perfect.
I don't want to say the game is bad. I'm just waiting, and right now I haven't been playing that much. It's just been on my server.
Well, honesty is good. Like, if it sucks, and it's okay to say so.
It doesn't suck itself. I just think it's gonna suck for now until the updates.
Okay, that's that's fair.
That's valid.
And a lot of people probably thought the same thing about the Xbox 360 edition, but now they've got their title update 15, and it's got a bunch of fixes to it. Oh boy, fixes galore!
Yeah, a ton of stuff.
Fix for animals climbing cobblestone walls was that a thing?
Wow!
What, like, did they have like the full climber, like harness and everything? Was it like a rock wall?
I don't know. This is the mystery of the Xbox 360.
Abseiling.
As for this one, fix for tamed wolves with invisibility becoming visible when swimming in water.
Wait, wolves can become invisible?
Exactly. What game is this?
How did they release this game previously? Like, update 14 just sounds like a shambolic mess.
Yeah.
Let them have it. I don't care that the pigs can scale the mountains. It doesn't matter. Just give it to them. Call them mountain pigs.
I'm just reading some of these. Fix for iron golems leaving and playing Assassin's Creed. What does that mean?
That's a good one.
I guess they were running off and playing some Assassin's Creed and not guarding the villagers.
Yeah,
that's weird stuff. So a bunch of fixes. You'll get your iron golems back too. So congratulations. And we should play it on there. We should try it.
Yeah.
We should do it.
We need the couch set.
Yes, we need the couch.
Yeah.
Yep.
Do we need the couch on top of the couch?
So that we can all play together?
Yeah. It's a Lego movie thing. Yeah. Anybody seen the Lego movie?
No. I haven't, but I've seen the commercial with that part in it.
Okay, couch on the couch. Yeah, yeah.
And I just want to say that's the stupidest idea I've ever heard.
Double couch.
Sweet couch on couch action.
Wait till you watch the movie. You know, speaking of watching stuff, did anybody catch The Simpsons?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wait,
was the whole episode?
Oh, well, no, they just did an intro.
Yeah, that's what I thought. All right. And I have a question. What's server address for the Shaftlands? I can't find it on the site.
I think it's... Oh, God. It's either theshaftlands.deadworkers.com or Shaftlands.deadworkers.com.
I think it's just Shaftlands.
Shaftlands.deadworkers.com.
That's right. That'll take you.
You shouldn't
there.
Ask us questions like that because we'll never know.
Okay.
So that's for a month. Okay. Anyway, there was a blog post about this that is titled "The Simpsons Get a Minecraft Intro, but Notch Doesn't Know What to Make of It." What's that about? Does anybody know?
I think he's just got too big for his boots. The Simpsons has identified you as something in popular culture worth talking about.
Yeah.
Just shut up, Notch. I don't care what you think about it. Mm-hmm. You should be happy.
Yeah. And basically, you know, his tweet said, "The Simpsons did a Minecraft couch gag. I'm not sure how to feel about it. I still feel a bit like it's just this small game I made at home. It's so weird to have all these things happen."
Yeah.
Okay. Well, that's good.
And it's cool.
He was like, "I don't know how to feel about it. Maybe I should sue him."
And build a putt-putt course and get sued.
Yeah,
it's pretty cool. The world is made out of blocks. It's like voxel based, but I don't understand why they walk across a bunch of burning tires.
Well, it's Springfield. I mean, it's burning tires all over the place. There,
it's weird. It's parkour. Parkour. Kind of weird.
Hardcore. Okay. Parkour.
I don't know how that has anything to do with Minecraft, really.
Well, I mean, it's a mashup, it's taking elements from both.
But I don't remember burning tires in the intro ever. And like,
actually, I think I did.
Is there really burning tires?
Yeah. I think
every single intro.
Yeah. Really?
I have no clue. I don't know. We're just pulling your leg.
It's weird.
I like the Mo Creeper at the end, though. That's cool.
Oh, yeah. Mo Creepers.
Hey, how's it going? Problems.
Yeah, how's it going?
That's
great.
Boom. So that's pretty awesome. Next here we have Stampy Longhead. Stampy. You love him. He is creating a new YouTube channel. It's an educational Minecraft channel with Maker Network. And it's what it's going to be. It's going to be educational. And we'll just kind of have to see what this is about.
In what way is it going to be educational in regards to teaching you Minecraft skills, or is it going to be 2 + 2 = 4, but in Minecraft?
I think it's actually physics he's going to teach.
Yeah, physics. Astrophysics. Yeah, actually.
Trigonometry.
Excellent. quantum.
No, I think it's education, like in real world education, not like this is how you do a redstone torch relay circus race or whatever they call them these days. So yeah, I think it's going to be, you know, your Yo Gabba Gabba Wee from Stampy, which is great. He has that great personality that I think kids will really
He reminds me of the Blue's Clues guy.
Yeah.
He's real friendly and happy and cool, just easygoing, laid back, and just...
Not the Blue's Clues guy that killed himself, the second one, right?
Yeah, the second one, Joe. Wow.
Oh, God, was there one that killed himself?
Yes.
I didn't know that. Oh, the first... Oh, okay.
Oddly enough, named Steve, right?
Oh, yeah. Okay.
And then he went to Minecraft.
Oh, that's right.
Okay. He started that
one. He ascended the cyber plane.
He was a really emo guy, though, I think. He was like in a punk band, and that's why he left. Originally was to go.
Could you imagine that? Just being in an emo, an emo depressive band, but then going into Blue Skidoo, we can't do. Like, it's just the contradiction of personalities there. Of course, he killed himself. Anyway, of course. This show got dark.
Thanks for that, Maz.
To try to clean up the show here. We got to redo the journeys. Blah blah blah. Journeys. I've been playing on the Shaftland server.
Nice.
Oh,
sweet.
Like and now just we get back in the time machine and get to 88. And we're back into news.
Forward, though.
Okay, so also, if you didn't know, there was... Everybody should know this right now. The Heartbleed, OpenSSL...
Vulnerability.
Was a lot of things were hit. Minecraft was one of them. They fixed it. There's a good website that has a list of all the vulnerabilities, or not all of them, but a lot of the main sites like Facebook and blah blah blah, who had them, who didn't, which ones you need to change passwords on, and I'm not remembering the name of the website now. But I will find it out before the end of the show. I'll give that to you.
And these have been fixed on the Minecraft servers. It's why you couldn't log in yesterday, apparently. Or was it 2 days ago? I don't remember. But Mojang suggests that everyone change your password just to be safe. So do that. Do that ASAP.
Oh, I did.
Do it now.
I did not. Do it. Come on.
Do it.
And what people don't realize is it's not like this is one of those things that just happened today. And, you know, you need to fix it before someone does find out. This vulnerability has been there for 2 years.
Yeah.
For two years. Wow. And there's no the horrible thing about it is there's no way to check to see if someone actually used it. So they have no clue. None of these places have any clue if they had this vulnerability in place if someone actually used it.
Because companies keep log files, but they don't keep them for that far back. And it's not necessarily going to log this particular type of intrusion,
and so a bunch of hackers could have been using it just
for a long time,
and just getting all those because it takes stuff out of the memory, so just sit there and cycling and just getting all the stuff. And now that they found it, now they may be like, okay,
time to use it,
right?
So change your passwords and everything will be fine. Is that
just change your password. Go to Mashable, has a hit list of places that were affected, weren't affected, things like that. So it's kind of one of those things, like if you get to a site that was affected, I mean, you know, best practices is change all your passwords, but these days we all have billions.
Because you want all your passwords to be the same, right?
Yeah.
No!
That was a test. That was a test, Brent, and you failed.
Oh, God. No, it's so like...
Different password for every single thing.
But you go look, and if one of these sites was vulnerable and you did use that password somewhere else, you want to definitely change it everywhere. And like, I think the best way is, what do they say now? Three easy words that you can remember.
I use a password manager. Don't
go. Yeah, that's probably the way. One password is a really good one.
LastPass is what I use.
LastPass.
I use Keeper.
Keeper.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I just use the same password. I use God in everything.
That's a
oh,
good
God,
one.
Now I got to change it
that's
all.
A good
one. Damn.
Quickly tab out here.
Okay, so there's going to be... There's nothing you want to log in as me as anyway. Don't worry about it.
Yes, I do.
There's going to be a Minecraft meetup at the Blockholm Exhibition on April 17th at 11 o'clock CET.
Blockholm.
Most of the Minecraft Blockholm team, parts of the Scrolls team.
Is that
team
in Stockholm?
Yeah, Blockholm, Stockholm.
Yeah, that's cool.
Isn't that cool?
I like that.
That's actually really cool.
And they're staying until 12:30 or so. Go and meet them.
Yes. Awesome. Go and meet them. So are
go
we going?
Go and touch on other Minecrafters.
Did we ever get passports?
No, we didn't get passports.
Nope, so we can't go.
And we're broke, so.
Yeah, and this is in 7 days.
We can ride in like the wheel well of a airliner.
Yeah.
That's always a good idea.
That one kid did it from like Denver to Las Vegas.
He did?
Yeah.
Is he dead?
No, he's fine.
Was it Steve?
He's fine.
Did Steve jump up and ride a wheel well, miss his band practice, and jumped?
Totally fine. You know, they found him. And
it wasn't Dick Clark?
No, it was not Dick Clark.
Okay.
He was long gone by then.
Long gone.
Anyway.
Chris W, 2K5. Hey, man.
Hello, everyone. So are we going to do something wacky this week?
No, we're not. You're just going to hit a button.
Oh. Wait, normal. Okay. All right, Dan.
Time for listener contributions.
Yeah. I did something weird for you.
That was weird.
He said not to interrupt any of the bumpers, and you go and interrupt one of them.
Please. Yeah, the rules do not exist for me.
Yeah, by the way, do as I say, not as I do.
I have kids, and that's how life goes sometimes.
And also, Brent, please never do that ever again. It was very
disturbing.
You like
that?
Yeah.
I enjoyed it. I thought it was a legit part of the bumper, so you fooled me.
That was.
You totally never know what he's going to do.
Contribution!
That was amazing.
That was amazing. All right.
It was something.
And that's our bumpers. All right, next segment.
No, we got to.
Oh, we're actually going to do
this. We have a question.
Segment,
here we go.
Okay.
Whew. Hello, Shafties.
Now, you don't have to play this, because I've already submitted a bumper, but if you want to, hey, more power to you.
But this is a question for you, Mr. Sir Fedora. What's in your pockets? And if nothing, then could you sing us a Minecraft song, or even better yet, In Search of Diamonds? If there are anything in your pockets, then mind telling us?
And if so, then...
Still mind singing us a song? Anyhow, this is JBJ Blaze tuning out. Thanks for listening, and have a great show. Bye-bye.
What was in those firehouse subs? Because that sounded kind of weird.
That was a little weird.
I need to slowly put something in my pocket. Oh, look, it's an iPod Touch.
Oh.
I'm not singing. I'm sorry.
Oh,
I don't want to be mean. I really don't want to be mean, but I'm not singing.
You can do it in chicken voice. People love that.
Yo,
chicken
people voice. Absolutely hate that.
I don't even know what song I'm singing, too. So, you know, this could be fun.
Okay, so next one here is from Ghost Chips and Z. So,
hey guys, I have recently discovered that most of our jokes are related to the show name. So I hunted down some New Zealand favorites. Enjoy. I went to the zoo the other day. There was only one dog in it. It was a shit zoo.
I get it.
That was a great one.
Good one.
Two Ariels meet on a roof, fall in love, get married. The ceremony was rubbish, but the reception was brilliant.
No. I don't get
it. Maybe if us Americans knew what an aerial was, then that joke would
be
really funny.
Like an antenna.
Antenna. Two antennas meet on the roof, fall in love, and get married. Yeah, so,
the reception. Yeah. That's a good one. I loved it so much.
Ghost chips. God, eat your ghost chips brew. Remember from last week? Anyway.
Oh, yeah! Is it that time?
JBJ Blaze thinks I creeped him out. I'd creep me out. I didn't. No, you didn't. I just am not comfortable singing. That's why I slowly put my iPod in my pocket to pull it out and put it in my front pocket.
That's right. He's divulged all the secrets. All the behind the scenes. They're all out there. Just like this.
Excavation Station.
I don't know why I'm doing the mannerisms because my camera doesn't work.
Oh, that's right. He's still asleep.
And people get saying I should turn this one down, but man, it's a lot of work.
Yeah.
I mean, I can turn it around, but then you got frozen afro and living afro.
That's right. It's all weird. It's all crazy in here.
It's crazy. Maybe we should all just point our cameras at Afro for the rest of the show.
No. Right. No. Sounds pretty good.
We got this thing here.
So we got a good one here.
All Afro all the time, the Chef Podcast. Sorry.
And, so here's a great one by Pig Helmets. He wants overbaked potatoes. Or maybe the guy's name is Overbaked Potato and he wants Pig Helmets. I don't know. You decide.
Remember from last week?
You decide. Who really knows? Okay, so pigs should be able to wear overbaked potatoes on their head. That's weird.
Yeah. Would they get sour cream and like chives on it?
Huh? Yeah. Yeah, I can see
butter,
that. Alternatively, pigs could also wear helmets. Like in Minecraft animation song Cubeland, you would get a pig helmet by right-clicking a pig with a saddle.
Would this be like a horse armor type deal?
Yeah, right.
Is this kind of what he's going for?
I think so.
I guess so.
It's like pig armor.
That Direwolf 20 helmet. Pack had hats, so you would kill like a chicken that had like a floaty hat. Like the floaties you wear that are like the animals, like Poseidon.
Yeah. Yeah.
But there'd be a chicken walking around wearing this hat, and you'd kill him, and then you could wear the hat now.
Oh, I see.
No, but people want to like have their pig stacked out in full diamond armor. Everybody knows that.
Yeah.
That's true.
I mean, that's just kind of a given, really.
Yeah.
Because, you know, people want to go collect diamonds for their pig, not for themselves.
Are we still talking about the pig helmets?
Oh, yeah. Yep. Did you zone out for a second?
I zoned out because it's such a terrible idea.
Absolutely.
Then you're probably not going to like
the idea. The killer of dreams, Maz, has entered the ring. Right. What do you think about that idea, Maz?
That's a terrible idea.
You liked it?
And you should Steve yourself.
I think not.
Get a little Dick Clark on him.
You need to break it down just like one notch.
Worst idea ever.
Oh, well, at least Notch loves that idea. All right.
Yeah.
Okay, well, speaking of diamond armor, Sawtooth 44 wants an enchantment on a gold that does 2x the damage onto diamond armor, reduces the damage from diamond weapons from every faction server. There's always some guy camping spawn all in diamond, and none can kill them.
So he wants Sawtooth 44?
I don't actually read these. I just put them in the dock.
He wants a diamond night killer. I guess he's saying, you know, there's someone in full armor, diamond armor, and you can't kill him, so now he wants
enchantment to make it easier to kill people with
diamonds. I got it. Let's just make wood swords kill diamond people instantly.
No. Why don't you just enchant diamond stuff? Then it'll be better than diamond stuff. Shut up. Like,
he isn't in the ring again!
Like there's a reason that there's diamond stuff in there. It's because it's the best. If you want it to be better and you want to kill someone with it, enchant your diamond stuff. Far out.
No, I mean, you know, they probably just got basic iron and they can't get out. I don't know. So.
That sounds like a them problem, not a me problem.
That's right. All right, another
sorry,
dandy.
Sore tooth.
I have to agree. I do not like that idea. Pretty much. Yeah.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah.
Moving on.
Moving on to Holdobot.
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 I am Holdobot.
Holdobot.
Hold. I hold things. Would you like me to hold your coffee? I am Holdobot.
Holdobot. And this is sent in from
your hat
from a guy named New Dimension for Movie.
See how the gag keeps going? The gag just keeps going.
Yeah.
It never gets
I don't know why those gags it keeps going.
Like, it's a funny it's gag. I like it. Yeah.
All right. Let's see. I think that with the upcoming live-action Minecraft movie, it would be an appropriate time to add in another dimension.
Another dimension.
Another dimension.
Another dimension.
Another dimension.
It has been a long time since the Nether was added. A major update with a new dimension featured in the movie would be a fantastic move for Mojang.
Mojang.
Well, what if it's just a plain Jane environment?
I would like to hold your dimensions.
Guys, why don't they just do like just put amplified and just change some textures?
Oh, and amplified? Oh, I see what you mean.
See, don't kill Mojang, but that's what they should do.
What if they
could tell difference?
What if they go a completely different route? Because I was thinking of a movie idea that was with Steve, and it'd just be called Steve, right? But it's Steve 40 years later after he was rescued from an island, and now he's trying to introduce himself into a world where he knows nobody, and he's just trying to, like, he's working in an office, but he's like, dude, I've been killing, like, creepers and skeletons and zombies for 40 years, and now you want me to fill out a TPS report. Gold. Funny. Yeah. Maybe they go that route. Who knows?
All the villages.
And then they call it Office Space 2.
Yeah.
With Steve.
H&R Block.
I don't think the... I think Holdobot is onto something here, but I don't think you need to use the movie as an excuse to bring another dimension in. I think another more fleshed out dimension would be great. I mean, you look at some of the mods like the Aether mod and all that kind of stuff. Like, they're cool. I think the current situation is whenever they make a new dimension for reals, it's a very drab, sparse, kind of simple place. Like, the end is just like cheese, and the nether is just basically all nether rock until you find a fortress. So, I'm sorry, I put everyone to sleep. My point is...
Just Afro.
My point is, your camera's facing me. I want another dimension, but I want it to be interesting.
Yeah, and you're, I mean, the nether, other than stuff that's constantly trying to kill you, is a very boring place.
Yeah.
So I agree. They just need a new dimension that has interesting stuff in it.
Like a sky world?
Yeah. Like a huge pyramid in it that shoots laser beams at you.
Ooh.
That's weird.
Anubis.
I think maybe an underwater dimension.
Yeah, I don't want underwater. That's long overdue. Yeah, that or outer space or a sky world.
Outer space over anything, probably.
Yeah, outer space. Everybody's been liking like space. The Galactic Quest and things like that. So, yeah, I can see space too.
Space engineers.
Deadly Orbit. People who do that map. That's been awesome.
That's right. Yeah, for those who do Deadly Orbit. That's right.
Graffiti or something.
So now we've come to the part in the episode where we go to our guest, the knighted one, Sir Fedora. What would you like to see added to Minecraft if you had your druthers?
I got two things.
Two.
First of all, I would like a form of like barrel that kind of be like a dispenser, but yet like for water and stuff. Like, if you left a glass of water or a bucket of water or a glass bottle of water, and you came back in about like 3 or 4 Minecraft days, it would be like a beer or ale that would give you like really cool effects, like speed 2, strength 2, and then like nausea 1. And like, you know, or you could put like some, but if you like, you can't use it for storage. You can, but you can't, because as soon as you have a redstone source, it'll turn on the incubator for the water and such. But if you have it off, you can put in pork chops and blah, 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 blah. And that would be it. Or you could, like, I don't know. Unless they added some sort of, like, I don't know. But, yeah, that's kind of what I want. Like, it'd be like a super potion.
I think you're onto something there. I like the idea of being able to brew. It's kind of like potions, isn't it? You want to brew potions, but you want to be able to leave it there to what does wine do? You want it to like
age,
mull or ferment. Or ferment.
Yeah.
So like nether warts, you could get some nether warts. They're kind of like grapes. And what else do you need? You need like flour and wheat.
Yeah.
And you could make like a kind of fruity nether wart beer. And I like the idea that it gives you makes you faster and stronger, but also makes you a little bit nauseous. I like that.
Nauseous one, but like a little bit, like you kind of like, or maybe something to where like you like kind of slowly, very slowly drift to the side for like half a second.
Maybe you start off with the all the perks, but then after a time, then it goes into hangover mode, and then you get like slow and nauseous and weak.
So like you gotta run
for a time as well, so it gives you a temporary boost while you're drunk, and then afterwards you're like you have to sleep it off because you keep vomiting all the time.
Sounds weird. Great.
Yeah. What happened to the Dream Crusher? I want the Dream Crusher out here.
He's still here, but when there's a good idea, there's a good idea.
Okay, what's that second idea, sir? Fedora?
Get ready. Notch.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Add command blocks to the creative inventory.
Absolutely.
Oh. I don't understand why it's not there.
Yeah. I don't understand.
I know it's just sort of like not confuse people who are like, what is this? And then they, you know, there's a whole world of people who don't want to be coding in Minecraft, so I can kind of understand that. Mm-hmm. But there's nothing to say that you can't put it on like a page of its own that's like has a warning like this is for the hardcore creationists.
Extremely dangerous development tab. It could just be a tab and it's the only thing on there. It's like development tab.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't think anything should be hidden. It's too hard. Now you have to look up the number every time to summon it.
You know it by heart, don't you?
147, I think.
Oh, I thought it was like
130. I forget now. It was like I used to have it memorized. 143, whatever it is.
I have no clue.
Well, I know we're all talking and stuff, but again, I'm not as old as you guys, and I am wicked tired because it's 10 o'clock at night. And
that's
if
okay.
I don't
guess what?
I'm going to get in the shot and shut me down.
That's okay. This is the end of the show.
Yeah,
that's right.
Oh, then fine.
Yeah, we're just rolling out the last music right now. Yeah, that's right. This is where we talk calmly and securely and put Afro to sleep. Okay, Afro's asleep now, so...
So, Sir Fedora, it's been great to meet you and finally get you on the show.
Yeah.
You have been very in high demand lately. You were even on TV. What was that show that you were on?
NCIS.
At Midnight. Yeah. Sure, let's go for that.
NCIS,
yeah. I got a problem. I gained too many subs too fast.
That's right, man. I hate it when that happens.
So you can go to youtube.com/channel/UCAVCQE3LBB7S7VGJ3_OYJQW. Or you look in our show notes and we'll link straight to that.
And I want to get a custom URL. Don't worry.
Yes.
There you go.
Yes, yeah. And let us know. We'll let everybody know. Follow him on Twitter, twitter.com/SirFedora.
And if you go there right now, you can find my Twitch link for whenever I'm not lazy and I decide to do something productive.
Yeah.
Excellent.
So we appreciate all of our sponsors this week, which we're none. But you can always go to deadworkers.com/sponsor and change that for next week. We love you long time. Mm-hmm. And go to bluethrust.com, show them some love. And computercamps.com, show them some love. And show Eric some love.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let's slow it down for a second. Show Eric some love.
I'm still here.
Everybody clap. I want everybody clapping into home. Yeah, clap for Eric. Good show, Eric. You did a good job.
Thanks. I'm clapping for Afro.
Let's clap for Afro. Afro did a good job. Good job.
I slept through the entire show.
That's okay. Maybe we'll wake you up clapping. Maz did a good job during the show. Good job, Maz. Who else? I'm missing...
Brent Copeland.
Oh, yeah, I did a good... Oh, decent. What about Sir Fedora?
Sir Fedora
did a good job. Woo! Good job for the show. Call us at 256-812-1010.
Or send us an email at theshaft@deadworkers.com.
And Maz, add me to the contact. Peace out!
Peace out. Sir Fedora, give us 3 words!
I want to be one of the 5 words as quick as you.
That's more than 3 words.
Yeah.
Must be that core, man.
Bye, everybody.
Until next time.
Until the next time.
That's right. We're out. Are we really leaving?
Yeah. Yes.
Is it really going to happen? Are we out of here?
It's going to happen.
Oh, my goodness.
Eric,
stay
hit the button.
Next week. 179 episodes.
There's no button to hit. You just got to wait it out. Wait it out. Let it happen.
I don't want to let it happen. I don't want to let it happen.
Feel it. Feel it, Afro. Just feel it.
Oh, when you feel it in the Afro, you've got the shit.
Congratulations, you made it through The Shaft alive. See show notes and leave comments for this episode at theshaft.deadworkers.com. Send questions, comments, and audio to theshaft@deadworkers.com or leave us a voicemail at 256-812-1010.
Dead Workers Party Network. Once you pop, you can't stop the Shaft.
You can go from I should start a podcast to actually starting a podcast with Spreaker. Spreaker's tools allow you to record, manage, distribute, and monetize any podcast idea, whether it's about your business or even your cat. And as your podcast grows, Spreaker helps you manage your success and even monetize it. That means all you need to get started is a microphone and a really good idea. Learn more and get 30% off at Spreaker.com/get started. That's Spreaker.com/get started.